This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the greatest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's October 17th here at Gillette Stadium, another great Friday. We actually have people here, Paul Perillo, Eric Scalvino, and Michael Parenti. No Andy Hart. So who's taking over here, guys?
Well, I guess I'll do it.
Go for it.
The elder statesman
of the group. Veteran.
Those are the big shoes to fill for
last
Andy
week.
Hart.
You have no clue what we went through last week.
Yeah, I heard he put forth one of the worst podcasts ever emanated over these airwaves.
Andrew Hart did?
We'll do a little bit better this week.
Good.
Miss Baranski.
Do you expect anything more?
No.
Exactly.
Well, take it away, guys.
But we don't have a whole lot more in terms of pressing issues with the roster to report, officially, that is, anyway. We will get the official moves out of the way first. On Saturday, prior to the game against San Diego, the Patriots activated Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, undrafted free agent, running back out of Ole Miss. He was active in the game on Sunday against the Chargers. Actually caught a pass on the very last play of the game, a 9-yard pass, I believe. To make room for him, Maurice Price, wide receiver that they just picked up recently off waivers, was released and subsequently, a couple of days later, re-signed to the practice squad. So basically a swap of spots between Green Ellis and Price. Now,
so they're full at both spots now.
Right.
Eight practice squad guys and 53 men on the roster.
Yeah, in terms of the actual meaningful, and with no disrespect meant to Green Ellis or Price, the meaningful roster possibilities for this week, both Oliver Ross and Stephen Neal were removed from PUP and began practicing. They have not been activated for the active roster yet, but they have started practicing. Bill has talked about it all week.
The clock has begun.
So this is the start of a 21-day window in which the Patriots will have to make a decision on those two players. What would that mean? I don't think they'll probably be active this week. I think they'll probably wait a little bit. Although it's possible, I think, maybe with Ross, given Nick Cash's injury situation. But what would that mean, do you guys think, in terms of the offensive line?
Well, they need help, obviously, up front. The protection has been breaking down over the last couple of weeks, and there are some injury concerns, particularly at right tackle with Cashier. And he struggled even without the injury. Before that, he wasn't playing particularly well. So I think having a veteran like Oliver Ross waiting in the wings is a benefit for them, and it can move him into a spot where he's starting. I don't know if it'd be Sunday. The thing is, they have a full 53 men on the roster, so that could be a release candidate or an IR candidate, which we talked about earlier in the week. A couple of guys who haven't played in a long time, like a Kelly Washington or an Eric Alexander, if those guys aren't any closer,
or
Nick Cashier, if they feel those guys aren't going to help down the stretch, they could be put on IR to make room for Ross and Neal. And Neal will eventually be there, obviously, and I think they need him there too, because I think Billy Yates is a nice fill-in player, but the more you play him, the more he gets overexposed. And Neal is obviously a veteran and a more savvy run blocker. He's the guy that you'd want in there.
Well, the unfortunate part about the timing of Cashier's injury was that it was coming at a time when they were going to get Neal back, whether it's this week or next week. You would have gotten your full starting five on the O-line that you had all last year and then the year before that even. And you were hoped that you would get some sort of resurgence of the continuity that they had there. The thing about Ross is we don't really know what we have with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him. He is an 11-year veteran. He's been a starter for a lot of his career, mostly at right tackle. And Bill talked about the fact that he's pretty athletic for a tackle and has some, as he always says, position versatility and whatnot. But we don't know a lot about him.
Yeah, we knew what we were getting with Cashier going in. We knew what we had in the backup, Britt. The new guy, Lavoir, got some playing time when Cashier went out in that game. And didn't do anything remarkable, but didn't do anything spectacular.
Yeah, if they make a move,
spectacularly bad either. But.
Yeah, I agree. If they make a move with either Ross or Neal, and they don't put anybody on IR, and I think Mike hit on the candidates for IR that would be possibilities anyway. I think Britt would have a very tenuous roster spot at this point. He's the fourth tackle. You have Light and Cashier been starting. Lavoie was the guy from the day he got here was the third tackle because he was active every game and Britt wasn't.
Big on special teams, too.
Yeah.
He had a big role on the return units.
Yeah, so you need a backup tackle every game, and he was the guy that they were dressing. So it wasn't just for special teams, although I do agree with Mike. He's on the kick return team as part of that wedge, Mark Lavoie. And then he went in the game on Sunday and played the balance of the game, and we really didn't notice him a whole lot, and that's usually a good sign for an offensive lineman, particularly when you're behind by as much as the Patriots were and you're throwing almost exclusively, and we didn't really notice him.
And it's not that Billy Yates, who replaced Neal for the time that he's been out, has really done anything terrible either. But when Neal is in the game, they tend to be, it seems, a lot better running team.
He's a great run blocker,
and we've talked about this. If we want to make it more toward the running game, you want to lean on the running game for Matt Cassel, then this should be a positive step for him.
And, you know, Bill has said several times that as good as Logan Mankins is, pro bowler at that position, he thinks Neal is right on par.
Yeah, he's pretty comparable.
Neal's injury problems prevent him from getting the notoriety that Mankins does. But I thought Mike also brought up a good point in the Pulse story that he wrote that'll be in the next issue of PFW. Neal is also very athletic in a big part of their screen game.
Mm-hmm.
And the screens have been one of the things that has been still successful with Cassel running the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Falk has been very effective. So to get him back, I think it helps your short screen passing game and it helps your running game, it provided that he stays healthy. But
and that's a big if, obviously. He's had that shoulder problem since 2002, since the day he dove on the loose ball
against Green Bay.
See what you get. You pay the price for hustling.
We're in the all blue.
That's right.
That day. But, you know, in terms of the roster, there's not a whole lot officially to report. We gave you the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis report. He's still on the active roster. We'd expect him to stay there at least for now, given the status of the other running backs right before we wrap this up. Lamont Jordan, Lawrence Maroney, still not practicing on a regular basis, so I would expect Ben Jarvis Green Ellis at least for another week to keep his roster spot.
I am a little surprised we haven't seen much of Price because they do have some depth issues at wide receiver, and I thought
and they run almost exclusively 3 and 4 wide.
Exactly,
sets.
I thought he'd be the guy that'd be a fill-in for Washington, but he doesn't have the same special teams values. I think that's probably why you see Ben Jarvis Green Ellis too, a little bit of flexibility out of the backfield catching passes, and plus has a role on special teams where Price really doesn't have any spot there whatsoever.
And now that Aiken is healthy and
yes,
active in
too.
Games too, he has shown that he can catch the ball in this offense, so there might not be much room for Price on the active roster.
Well, we're heading into a Monday Night Football game against the Broncos coming up in a couple of days, but really in terms of the roster, we won't know much more until the weekend. I would imagine Bill will wait as long as he can to make any definitive moves on either one of the offensive linemen. I think they have a chance, but we'll have to wait and see. For now, we'll put a wrap on this Roster Report podcast.
Thanks, guys, and thank you guys for listening. Until next time, go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.